Hello, Mike in New Haven.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning.
So I've been a nurse about 15 years or so. When I first started, we'll say 07, 08, local hospital here, I was prepping a, we'll call him a morbidly obese male for a surgery, giving him a quick sponge bath, and I'm lifting up some of the
folds,
rolls of fat, and I realize there's some type of growth in there. I'm cleaning around it.
Some kind of what?
And it starts to shift. So I lift it up, and I'm able to remove it. And at closer inspection, we realize it's a moldy ham sandwich that has now turned green, growing hair, and whatnot.
Did he say you're going to finish that?
Where was it on his body?
You're going to finish that? I was saving that. Oh, God. He had a ham sandwich stuffed in there.
But where?
In a fold.
What? Where?
Inside the rolls of fat on his stomach.
Yeah.
On his stomach.
That's where we last left it. I remember I rested it on top of my stomach while I changed the channel.
No, but it was just a small piece that, like, fell, right?
Yeah, it was lodged in there somewhere. Must have been eating it, slipped, fell, got lodged in there. Must have been there weeks or so.
Yeah, once it run, you know, you can't reach with your fingers anymore. It's a goner. Wow. All right, ham sandwich. Let me write that down. No ham sandwich today.
I'm just grateful I have an intimate knowledge of all the parts of my body. Like, there's not a part where I'm like, oh, right, this exists.
You know, my God, no, the doubt. TV remote. I've been looking for that for weeks.
Right. Oh, there's that fork.
Remember, we couldn't find batteries? Guess what I found?
Honey, good news. I found your gerbil.
Wow, Mike. Great story. Wow. Thank you so much for what you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
And put up with.
Thank you.
You're the runner for the Sammy Hagar tickets. Keith and Seymour. Oof.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
I got an embarrassing yet funny nurse story.
Okay.
Some years back, I was in intensive care, a private room. I had a pacemaker put in. So the girl that I was friendly with at the time came and visited me and didn't realize that I was on all sorts of monitors. So needless to say, whatever she was doing, had about four nurses come running in thinking I was having another heart attack.
Oh.
And I wasn't.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Well, so I turned red, and yeah, it was very, very embarrassing. But I had a bunch of nurses looking at me and scolding me all at the same time.
It's kind of like a stress test, wasn't it?
Funny if that created a heart attack.
Right.
Yeah. No, but yeah, it was very, very, very embarrassing. I felt like a little kid, like a little child again. It
appears to be some sort of resuscitation going on.
Joe and Trumbull.
Yeah, how you doing? Hey, I'm the guy, I called in the eyeball story during CPR last time, but I got a new story for you. I was at triage, you know, that's where people come in, you figure out what's wrong with them, sitting there, and people come in and they tell the secretary what's wrong with them. So this lady comes in and tells the secretary that she's got radiation burns all over her body, and this was years ago when everybody thought there was going to be a dirty bomb or something like that. Remember, I don't know. I've been a nurse a long time. So then I see that on the marquee, you know, on my computer, and I call her in, and I sit her down, and I say, hey, what's going on, you know? She says, well, I got this rash all over my body. This woman was kind of on the large size, so she has this big sweatshirt. She lifts it up. She has no bra on. I'm looking down the barrel of 244s. It's like, and she has like a rash, but it's not radiation or anything. And I said, well, where did you get this rash? She says, well, it came from the TV. The government's trying to kill me.
Oh, boy.
And so I go, that's where I become the zen of triage nurses. I don't know what to do, laugh or cry or what. So I just say, okay, have a seat in the waiting room and we'll have someone take care of you shortly, you know. But it was just kind of crazy, you know? And she was a little off.
Yeah, she was in the wrong department of the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, let me...
Right.
Let me get
right.
She right. needed a doctor, but not that kind of doctor.
Right, one in the head.
Yeah.
Right, right, right. So that's my story.
And a better TV.
Thank you. And thank you for being a nurse, and you're in the running for the Sammy Hagar tickets.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Tom in Andover.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Good morning, guys.
You. Good morning.
So this story is about my grandfather going to the hospital when he was, you know, right at the very end of a long illness. And I think it's a testament to the nurses. I think nurses, as far as nerves go and being able to deal with stress, are just like maybe equal to or one step below Navy SEALs. So my grandfather was very irate when they brought him into the hospital and had been yelling at the ambulance drivers, and got to the hospital, and there was a very sweet nurse that helped take him out of the ambulance. And the first thing he said to her, she greeted him and said, "Hey, Frank. Yeah, having a bad day today?" And the first thing out of his mouth was, "Well, yeah, I'm having a bad day, but not as bad as you, you dirty whore."
Frank spoke his mind, apparently.
Interesting.
And she looked at him without skipping a beat and said, "Well, Frank, you know, it's funny."
That's funny. That's my pet name for my wife, who's a nurse. You guys got to laugh when I say this, because I get screwed if you don't. All right? You got to back me up over here.
I'm laughing. Oh, I'm laughing. These two, they went silent.
Yeah, okay.
They were just so spectacularly patient with him and kind. And under those conditions, I'm sure they go through that 100 times a day. And I just think it shows how much we should appreciate that the medical staff, especially today with COVID.
Yeah, Grandpa had a way of words, huh?
He got right to the point.
He really
this is
did.
What I think of you.
Yeah, exactly. Right, right. So you prove me different.
You think I'm having a, but you're going to have a bad day now.
Yeah,
because I'm your patient. Daddy, huh?
Yeah. That's funny. I'm going to try that one sometime.
All right, Tom, you're in the running. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, when you're an old man, you can get away with it.
You know, children and old men can get away with being naked.
Say anything they want. Yep, be naked, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen in Newtown.
Hi, how are you?
Good,
hi.
Thank you.
Good. I have a funny nursing story. I was just starting nursing. I've been a nurse for about 15 years, and I just started, and I had an obese woman, and I had to do give her some insulin. So I said, okay, this is just going to be a little prick. And she started laughing and said, "Aren't they all?"
Ah! Well, to her, yes.
Yeah.
Showing actual size.
That is true.
Yeah.
You know, very intimidating. Yeah,
if you bring it down a notch, you'll seem bigger.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Thank you for what you do. How long have you been a nurse?
About 15 years.
Wow.
Damn.
You've seen a lot.
Yeah, I work. Yes, I work with behavioral health now, so I do see a lot.
Yeah, well, you'd fit. You do well here. I think you'd.
Yeah, we don't behave.
I don't think you'd want to be
up.
Here.
We don't behave at all.
I, you know, my worst nightmare would be giving a dude a bath.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to touch that.
No. I would hand him the sponge
here.
And say, "Here you go.
Yeah, you take care of this one part. I got the rest of it. Yeah.
You
got
to get all the crevices.
Yeah. I got a better idea.
Right there, that area,
right,
and your backside.
I'd be
there,
like,
you go, scrubby scrub.
I'm like, we're going to go for a ride in my pickup. You're going to ride in the back going through a car wash.
Yeah. There's this hose. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You're going to love it.
Oh, no. Oh, no, they're staying in the back. I'm just driving through the car wash.
Good time.
Right. A ham sandwich?
There's brushes and everything. You're going to come out all nice and shiny. Yep. Soapy
man,
smelling.
If I found a piece of a ham sandwich molded between someone's fat folds, that would be the day I resign.
I wouldn't eat ever again.
You're like, all right.
Every time I saw a sandwich, I'm like,
here, let me fold this up and put it in your fat fold.
Right.
It's my resignation letter.
Yeah. What's this piece of paper? It's a note.
All right.
In
thank
a bottle.
You, Colleen.
Yep.
Wow.
Colleen laughed at the beginning of that. She was like, "You guys wouldn't make it a day."
Nope. Wouldn't make it a day.
Nope.
Probably right.
We're incorrigible. As they say.
You know, that's the one thing we have to think about is when we're a patient.
Yeah.
We're having a really bad day. But that doesn't mean we have to make it worse for the people who are trying to help us.
Yeah, well, how many folks have a bad day they see on a daily basis? Have to deal with that, you know? You don't want to add to it.
One after another.
Yeah.
I've heard stories that I thought, man, if someone treated me or said that to me, and I am their caregiver,
yeah,
I am going to roll their wheelchair into the elevator.
Oh, I was going to try.
I'm going to press the button and say, "Come back when you have a new attitude."
Yeah.
Bye.
I'll be here.
Goodbye, as the door is closed. Bye.
Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
We're here to help people. You're going to give me crap?
Right.
Goodbye.
Right.
And if you're really bad, I'm going to get in the elevator with you, and then I'm going to roll you out into the street.
Or better yet,
good luck. You attach, put the brakes on.
Down a hill.
You attach a cable to the wheelchair.
Bye!
And bye!
And to a leaving ambulance.
That's my wife, Jennifer, who's a nurse. Thank you for being a nurse.
Yay.
Oh, thank you. It's my honor to take care of sick people. You know, one time I changed a patient. The caller made me think of, your previous caller made me think of something.
Okay.
I was changing a patient one day and rolling her side to side. She was a big girl. And I see something stuck to her butt cheek. And I'm
like, no.
What is that?
Campaign? Goes,
I hope it's like a...
It's a Skittle.
It was a piece of Skittle?
What?
She got excited.
It was a green Skittle. She knew exactly what it was. She knew exactly what I was talking about. She couldn't see it.
Was it still good?
Skittle.
Was it still good?
Did she eat it?
I thought it was a green tick.
You know, one time...
you want to taste the rainbow?
You can't give that to her, right?
No, wait. So she knew what it was. She was like, I knew.
I couldn't find it.
Well, you know
it was down there.
Yeah, right. You dropped them.
Chaz, it's the only thing she said, and she just laughed like crazy. It's a Skittle.
Kind of proud of herself. I gave you a tip.
She was a great girl.
That's cool.
No.
So there was one time, this is back when I was a nurse for probably only 3 months, and I had this confused, combative patient, and we have a whole protocol of IV Ativan. We keep them to keep them from, you know, they were going through the DTs, unfortunately.
Oh.
So he had wrist restraints on. I go in the room, I give him his Ativan, I check his restraints. And when you're new, you learn very quickly how to tie a slip knot for restraints. So they were loose. I retied
this weekend.
Them.
I better be careful.
I didn't think it's.
And I have not been in one.
Right.
8 years.
You've got to be naughty, naughty, naughty.
Yeah, that can easily change, I think.
If she puts me in a slip knot, it's going to be around my neck.
Yep, I was thinking that. Now jump, Chaz, jump.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
Here, honey.
You were saying?
I'm going to put a slip knot. You stand on the stool. No, so then I gave him the Ativan, retied the wrist restraints, and turned around to walk out of the room. And I look over my shoulder as I'm going to close the door. The guy had gotten out of bed and charged at me.
Like a bull? Did you have a red cape?
He scared. He was combative and he was angry. And, you know, the Ativan really didn't touch him. So, yeah, I needed a bunch of help to get him back into bed. And I will tell you, I never tied a slip knot wrong after that day.
Wow.
Wow.
I feel like it took 3 shots to bring him down.
Wow.
Pop, pop, pop.
That's scary.
Wow.
It was very scary. Yeah. Oh.
And you think about the poop and the pee.
Nope.
And
nope.
The blood.
Uh-huh. Nope.
And
nope.
The vomit.
Yep.
Just too many bodily excrement.
And that's just a lunchroom.
Right.
All right, hon. Thank you for being a nurse.
All right, hon. All right. Thank you. Love you.
Love you.
Jennifer's the best.
Yep. Yeah.
Julie from Wisconsin.
Oh. Hi there.
Hi.
Yes, I am a nurse, and I'm on a road trip, and I'm currently in Long Island.
Oh,
and
good.
I have a neat
You're a travel nurse?
Grandmother.
Are you a travel nurse?
No. I quit my job, and I'm on week 7 of a road trip.
Oh.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Exploring the world.
Why did you quit your job?
Oh, there's a little bit of stress.
Gotcha. A little bit. Yep. A little bit.
We love what we do, but we get burnt out.
Yeah, you're right. What kind of nurse were you before you quit?
Pediatric ventilators.
Oh man.
You must see some stuff.
Yep. Very stressful.
There's a lot of different nursing types out there, and they all have their own stress. Anyway, so let me tell my story.
Yeah.
This is about my grandmother, and she had to go to the emergency room. She had congestive heart failure, and had, you know, as she progressed, she had more flare-ups. And it was about the dinner time that she was admitted into the ER. And she has to have a cocktail every evening. She had to have her Manhattan. And it makes me sad. Sorry. It's just good memories, and she's gone now. But she had to have her Manhattan. So we asked the doctor, can she have her Manhattan? It's 5 o'clock. And the doctor said, okay, we can go. So I ran home, threw it in a margarine container, a little tiny margarine container, and I brought it back, and she was sipping it,
And the nurse came in, and she laughed, and she said, "It's prune juice." And she's just sipping her Manhattan, and it was so funny, and we all laughed. You know, she died like a couple years later, but God, I miss her, and I love her. Anyway, this is my sweet story.
Such a great story.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So we all laughed and had a good time. Well,
it's like, this Manhattan tastes like margarine.
I can't believe it's not butter.
Clean this out better.
I can't believe it's not butter.
That's a great story.
Great toast.
Thank you for what you do, Julie. Appreciate it.
Exactly.
Rochelle.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't have to tell you to talk into the mouthpiece.
No. Nice and loud.
Thank you.
That's my strong Italian voice. I'm on my way to work now, and I thought I'd call in. I've been a nurse for about 32 years.
Dang. Thank you.
I work for Hartford Healthcare. And one of my stories was, years ago, I was taking care of a patient, and it was the afternoon, and she had a urinary catheter bag. And so at the end of the shift, I went to the end of the bed, and I squatted down, and I had the bottle, and I was emptying out the bag. And she says to me, "Oh, honey, what are you doing over there?" And I said, "Well, I'm emptying some urine." And she said, "My God, don't they give you a break around here?" So I said, so we were.
Wait, what did I miss?
I was squatting down, and she said,
"She thought you were peeing."
Yes.
Right.
She had no idea what
Hey, you
want
to use my bag?
Okay. Thank you. It went right over my head.
Me too at first. I had to think about it.
Okay, good. Right. I'm glad I brought it back. All know. Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I had a story one time. I was taking care of two patients that had the flu, so they cohort them in the same room. And I put a garbage pail in between their two beds, so when they blew their noses and stuff, they would throw it and they wouldn't end up on the floor.
Yeah.
So I was going in between the two beds, and I squatted down or bent forward to pick up the tissues that had fallen on the floor. And I pushed myself forward fast, and behind the curtain was the IV pole. And I whacked my face on the IV pole, and I fell on the ground.
Oh, no.
And the nurse started ringing the bell, and she's like, "Nurse down, nurse down."
Need a nurse, nurse.
Call reinforcements.
So, 32 years, you have so many stories.
Yeah, you're going to see so much.
You got to stop bending over.
Anyone ever throw poo at you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's of course.
Oh, yeah.
Time would you like to hear
it? Just a day of the job.
No.
Well, just part of the routine.
Did it hit you?
Which time?
That means yes.
Wow. No.
That's what she said. Oh, no.
I heard, I believe Jennifer told me the story. She walked in a room and just saw the arm going forward.
Nope.
And then just felt stuff smack her.
Ah.
It's like.
Where? Oh, God.
That's all over.
Oh.
Like, that's.
It doesn't really stay
to. Poo.
It doesn't stay together in the air. It just kind of spreads.
Spreads out. It's like a shotgun
You
blast.
Speaking through experience here?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I've never tried. You never threw like a mud ball or something?
Mud, yes.
Same consistency,
AJ. Even
smash
his pet's face to get blood so he could write.
Red. Brown.
Most nurses would know. We call that a code brown.
Code brown.
Right, yeah.
What? Your clothes are done. Do you take a shower?
I would.
You get new clothes?
Can you go home?
And dive right into the sound.
Can you go home?
Yeah.
Usually you go down to the machine where they have the uniforms and you get something new.
Usually.
Yeah.
Have you ever dealt with someone who's handcuffed to the bed because the police don't want them to get away?
Kinky.
Yes.
Yeah.
And usually those are the... patients that usually are very good when you take care of them.
Oh, really?
They have to be.
Bedside. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You could do things to them. They're kind of prone.
They're hoping you're going to put in a good word for them later.
You're going to draw my face, aren't you?
Have you ever had a patient that was such a nightmare you wanted to give them like a sleeping pill or something?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, you go in there every day and I take care of COVID patients now. So every morning I come in and I give the antibodies to COVID patients. And I can't tell you, I've had such a good experience through this. I go to my second job after 12, but in the morning I come out and I see the patients that are really sick, and they're just so grateful to have you, you know, at this point.
The second patient. The second job.
Yeah.
You have two jobs?
Yes.
Isn't the first one hard enough?
Well, right now it's a shortage. Mm-hmm. Now it's hard to find people. Shortage, you know. So a lot of us are doing two jobs, you know, and a lot of us are doing jobs that are not our normal, quote unquote, jobs.
Like, you know, what else are you doing?
Like landscaping or?
Yeah, right.
It's an interesting.
In the morning, and then in the afternoon, I either work in the cath lab or I work in the hybrid operating room.
Yeah.
So one of
I saw some nurses paving a road.
Operating room. That's, you're on your feet for a long time.
Yep. Mm. Can't really move.
Yeah, you're stuck there the whole time.
Yep. Handing stuff.
Yep. And we wear, in our operating room, we wear lead from head to toe for the radiation.
Oh, wow. Fun times.
All right.
I just never want to.
I wouldn't do anything else.
All right. Rochelle, you're in the running. Thank you so much. Thank you for everything.
Bye, guys.
All right. I don't know. I just know that I don't ever want a hose going in my wiener.
I mean, you need it, you need it.
Let me know. You don't want that ever. Trust me. I've had it done a couple of times. A couple of times I was asleep. I had no idea. But there was one night where the lady, and it was weird because it was almost like a bad dream. But this nurse at night, and she looked like she was dressed like the old style nurse.
Got to go to a break, so.
Well, she had to put one in, and I begged her. I told her, I was pregnant, crying. Like, please do not do it. She did it. It hurts like nobody's business.
Just put me out.
And they shoved that thing in until it hits the back of your bladder. Yeah. I actually felt like a funk.